CBS News, I'm Frank Settapani. A Chicago suburb is the latest community to report confirmed measles cases.
Having it here, it's insane.
Here is Palatine, Illinois, where five infants, too young for vaccinations, caught the infection. Dr. Terry Mason with the Cook County Health Department says 10 others who went to the same daycare center are being watched.
This is a highly contagious disease. There are likely to be more cases, and so we shouldn't be surprised by that.
I'm Barry Bagnato live in Washington. New Jersey public health officials are investigating whether a one-year-old has the measles. An Ohio high school student is being tested. If those cases are confirmed, the outbreak will have reached 16 states. So far, there have been 150 cases of an illness that was all but eradicated in the U.S. Its resurgence is being fueled by unvaccinated individuals. Democratic lawmakers propose strengthening child vaccination laws in California and Washington state. Republicans in Maine are fighting a similar effort there. Frank?
German Chancellor Angela Merkel says she and French President François Hollande will use all their power to try to stop the bloodshed in eastern Ukraine. The two leaders head to Moscow today for talks with Russian President Vladimir Putin. Back in the war zone, people living in a town called the Baltseva are using a lull in the fighting between Ukrainian troops and pro-Russia rebels to clear out.
The past 2 weeks have been especially awful, terrifying. There's bombing day and night. We just want to live and for our children to have a life.
Jordanian warplanes are back in the air going after ISIS targets in Syria. In Amman, CBS's Dale Gavlak tells us outrage over the burning alive of a captured Jordanian pilot is swelling, as is a crowd demanding revenge.
People are holding signs with the pilot Moaz Kasasbeh's picture and are shouting, "We are all Moaz." They're also crying out and saying, "There is only one God, and he is the beloved."
Here at home, it's sandbagging time in flood-prone parts of Northern California. Government forecaster Brian Hurley says a 10-inch rainfall is possible.
Mudslides and rock slides are obviously going to be a concern just because this is a long-duration event.
A funeral service will take place today for the driver of an SUV that was hit by a commuter train north of New York City the other night, killing her and five passengers on that train. The jury in the murder trial of former NFL star Aaron Hernandez will visit his home today, as well as other key sites in that case. The government's January jobs report is due for release about 90 minutes from now. Nariman Baravesh and other forecasters expect a solid gain in new jobs, with unemployment holding steady at 5.6%, a six-year low, or perhaps dropping a bit as the economy continues to grow.
It does suggest that the U.S. is doing well. It's on track for a growth rate of, say, around 3%.
S&P futures are up 2 points ahead of the opening bell on Wall Street. This is CBS News.
Something just happened that has explained why survival food is literally flying off the shelves and is sold out in many areas of the country. It caught me totally by surprise, and it involves FEMA. Revealing FEMA's plaque and Lammy in hot water, but I think you deserve to know exactly what they're doing. I just created a free video presentation at FEMA13.com that exposes the truth. Be warned, it's really disturbing, because the fact is, FEMA must know something we don't. Go to FEMA13.com to see the number one item to hoard and why supplies of this critical item are so low or even completely sold out already at many stores across America. Watch the controversial video that thousands of other smart patriots have already seen in recent days. Go to FEMA13.com and discover the number one item most critical in a crisis. Go watch my video now at FEMA13.com before they force me to shut it down. Again, that's FEMA13.com.
The City of Angels will be Music City, USA this weekend, hosting Sunday night's Grammy Awards. CBS's Steve Futterman takes a look at how the show could play out.
This is the Grammy night favorite.
Oh, won't you stay with me?
The mega hit Stay With Me, performed by Sam Smith, is up for both Record and Song of the Year, and the 22-year-old Smith is the favorite to win Best New Artist. Other nominees for Record of the Year include Taylor Swift's Shake It Off and Iggy Azalea's Fancy. Beyonce is the favorite to win Album of the Year. Steve Futterman, CBS News, Los Angeles.
A cousin says doctors aren't holding out much hope for Bobby Christina Brown. But the family denies that Whitney Houston's only child has been taken off life support. She was found face down in a bathtub last weekend. Frank Settapani, CBS News.
As an entrepreneur, you're always on the go. So turn your mobile phone into a business phone system with Grasshopper, the entrepreneur's phone system. Get a new business number or keep your current one. Sound professional with a main greeting and multiple extensions that forward callers to your mobile phone. You can even get voicemails transcribed. Join over 150,000 small businesses who stay connected with Grasshopper. See how it works at grasshopper.com, the entrepreneur's phone system.
Are you looking for an innovative company that is poised to rapidly transform the banking industry? Check out our spotlight company, Axiologix, ticker symbol AXLX. Everyone is talking about mobile payments, which are now featured in all new smartphones. Axiologix provides groundbreaking cloud banking services, such as peer-to-peer payments, merchant services, and international fund transfers with a simple mobile click. To find out more, ask your broker or search Axiologix, ticker symbol AXLX. That's AXLX. Past performance is not indicative of future results. For full disclaimer, visit VantageMediaCo.com/AXLX.
This hour of the Morning News with Ron Stutz is brought to you by Bredman's Restaurant, open at 7 a.m. daily and serving breakfast all day. Bredman's on Rosemary Street, a Chapel Hill tradition since 1974.
This morning on WCHL, schools all across North Carolina receive letter grades from the Department of Public Instruction on Thursday. Chapel Hill Carborough City Schools and Verizon are teaming up in an effort to bridge the achievement gap. And the Orange County Sheriff's Office is looking for Linwood Fred Clay after he fled from court personnel as they were attempting to take him into custody just before noon yesterday. These stories and much more, plus your Chapel Hill Carborough traffic and weather together. In WCHL Championship Sports, UNC's women failed to keep up with Syracuse last night on the road. Tar Heels lost 61-56. And
Roy Williams is not among the 20 highest paid college basketball coaches? Don't believe it.
That's this morning in our Chansky Sports Notebook.
This is 97.9 FM and 1360 AM WCHL, Chapel Hill Carborough's news, talk, and Tar Heel station. WCHL's Morning News with Ron Stutz begins now.
7:07, 19 degrees in Chapel Hill. It is cold this morning. At least the wind's not blowing. Mostly sunshine today. High today about 45 degrees. Tonight we'll be down in the 20s again. But by the time Sunday rolls around, we'll have a high temperature in the 60s. So a big change on the way. But again, wrap up this morning. Schools across North Carolina received letter grades from the North Carolina Department of Public Instruction on Thursday. WCHL's Elizabeth Friend has more details on how local schools measured up.
Chapel Hill Carborough City Schools, as a whole, outperformed their counterparts across the state under the new guidelines gauging school performance. The new standards, pushed for by the General Assembly, weighted 80% of a school's grade based on their achievement score in the form of end-of-year testing, and 20% on student growth. Chapel Hill Carborough School Superintendent Thomas Porcella says he'd like to see the weight of the score adjusted.
The one detriment of the grading system is that it's 80% focused on strictly test scores. The Superintendent's Association and I believe our school board and what we're looking for in Chapel Hill is to have a higher percentage of the grade to include student growth.
The term growth here refers to student development over the course of an academic year. Porcella says he believes momentum is building for adjustments to be made to the grading scale.
In the first year of anything, it's always a little bit more difficult. The more they can include a variety of variables besides just a test score, it'll give you, a truer picture of how schools are doing.
Wake County Democratic Senator Josh Stein filed a bill on Wednesday to alter the evaluation of a school's performance. Under the newly proposed legislation, growth would account for 60% of a school's grade. Achievement would make up the remaining 40%. Porcella adds, it's important to help disadvantaged students be on level ground with their peers in a learning environment.
It's only equitable to have the same opportunities for all kids, especially with technology. They can check online at home for their assignments, and many teachers have blogs and share information and provide information online.
To help bridge that technology gap, Chapel Hill Carborough Schools have teamed with Verizon to offer laptops and internet service to some of those students who do not have access to technology at home. You can see the full breakdown of Orange County and Chapel Hill Carborough City Schools' performance at chapelborough.com. Elizabeth Friend, 97.9 FM, WCHL.
Chapel Hill Harbor City Schools seeks funds from Orange County every year to pay for costly repairs and maintenance. At Thursday's school board meeting, school officials talked about making difficult choices with finite funds from the county. Here's Assistant Superintendent Todd LaFreeze.
We know we are pushing back critical needs each year, and we're pushing it further and further. You guys remember we had the heat issue at Estes Hills. We pushed off replacing the boiler almost 10 years in our plan. I mean, that's a critical need, and it came back and bit us, and we had problems last year.
At last night's meeting, the board approved a capital investment plan that lists major projects estimated at $15.9 million over the next 5 years, $20.4 million, including school funds from a county quarter-cent sales tax. These costs align with the county's projected funds for the school district, but the Chapel Hill Harbor City School District may not get all the money it wants. Here's School Facilities Director William Mullen.
We've had a terrible, terrible last 6 or 7 years. The capital plan has taken huge hits. And you'll remember that over those last decade, we've had three schools and mobile classrooms and additions. And we grow, and our capital plan is being badly, badly hurt.
Orange County commissioners will divide 2015-16 funds between Orange County Schools and the Chapel Hill Harbor City Schools in the summer. Among other projects in 2015-16, Chapel Hill Harbor City Schools officials want a cooling tower replacement, light fixture replacements, and classroom upgrades. Chapel Hill Harbor City School Board members also hope commissioners will put a $125 million bond to the ballot in 2016 to pay for additional expenses. The proposed bond would be the largest in Orange County history and would add an estimated 4.67 cents on the property tax rate. Here is Board Member Michelle Brownstein on the bond.
We're making some choices right now on what our priorities are based on the expectation that this is going to happen.
The district would like the extra funds to help pay for new buildings and school expansions to meet increases in student enrollment at an estimated cost of $214 million over a 10-year period. The funds would also help pay the estimated $91 million in other maintenance costs over the next 10 years. The city school system and Verizon are teaming up in an effort to bridge the achievement gap. WCHL's Blake Hodge has the story.
120 students throughout the four high schools in the Chapel Hill Carborough School District will receive a Google Chromebook laptop. To open up access to the Internet with that device, the students will also receive a MiFi jetpack from Verizon that will work as a mobile hotspot for Internet service over Verizon's 4G LTE network. School Superintendent Dr. Tom Frisella says that to be able to find a solution, the school system first had to recognize that there was a problem.
One gap that became apparent was the fast-growing technology gap. We had become a school district with two distinct groups of children, those who are digitally connected and those who are not.
So to bridge that gap, the school system is partnered with Verizon through the school's Community Connection Program. Darren Bell is the coordinator of that program, and he says this will allow the students to have access to their learning materials at any time.
We are actually tearing down the physical walls that are the schools. Through the usage of our technology, students can now access their digital learning environment 24/7 and access communications with teachers and also other resources all the time.
Chapel Hill High School Assistant Principal Al Donaldson says that it is important that the student assistance does not end simply by providing the technology.
Check-ins with the student and check-ins with the family in terms of how often they're using the materials, what kinds of roadblocks students are running into in terms of how they use the technology.
Sarahi Gamboa Ramirez is a senior at Chapel Hill High School and is also taking classes at Durham Tech. She is doing all of this work with help from the Community Connection Program.
Not only have I been able to finish assignments from my high school classes, but also from my college classes, since most of the work is online. Last year, I finished medical terminology with a 92 and a 93%. I recently finished my nurse assistant class and finished it with a 94.4%.
Program coordinator Darren Bell says that the rollout of the second phase of this pilot program is underway to those 120 high school students. He adds that at the end of next year, they hope to expand the program to middle schools and eventually to elementary schools in the system. The cost incurred for the current rollout is an estimated $80,000. Bell says that number will double as the expansions continue. and that funding is coming from the local and state levels. Superintendent Fursella says that these measures will help level the playing field for all of the students in the Chapel Hill-Carverell school system. Blake Hodge, 97.9 FM, WCHL.
One more school. This morning, North Carolina Statewide School Board is approving the first online schools run by for-profit companies and with the flexibility that goes with being charter schools. The State Board of Education voted Thursday to allow online education giants K-12 Inc. and Connections Education to run schools scheduled to open in August. State lawmakers last summer agreed to a four-year experiment with two virtual charter schools, which would be the responsibility of nonprofit boards but run by the companies. Virtual public schools depend heavily on adults helping students with online learning. A proposal directing the operators to provide learning coaches if parents aren't able to supervise students was dropped under pressure from Republican school board members and lawmakers. The companies have to provide computers and internet access to families who can't afford them. WCHL News Time, 7:16. It's time now for traffic and weather together, and this traffic report is brought to you this morning by Orange County. Here we go with Nikki Morse.
Thanks, Ron. We're starting to see some crowded spots already. 54 eastbound from Fordham Boulevard to 40. 40 eastbound also busy in spots as you make your way towards RTP from 15501 through the Durham Freeway. Watch for an accident being cleared in Durham. It's still blocking Fayetteville Road near Lawson Street. If you see anything while traveling, you can be a WCHL Road Warrior. Give us a call at 967-8363 or tweet us at WCHL Chapelboro.
All right. Thanks so much. The Orange County Agricultural Summit is coming. It's the 17th annual event. It'll be held February 16th from 8 in the morning until 1 in the afternoon. To register, all you need to do is visit orangecountync.gov. WCHL's Chapel Hill Carver weather brought to you by Cruisers. 19 degrees this morning in Chapel Hill, 18 this morning in Carboro. Mostly sunshine today. High today about 45 degrees, but boy, it's cold this morning. Tonight, we're looking at partly cloudy skies. Not quite as cold, but still down there. Frigid. Overnight low about 25. Tomorrow, we're looking at sunshine. Not as cool with a high in the middle 50s. It's going to be windy late in the day. And then on Sunday, mostly sunny with a high in the middle 60s. How about that? Go figure. Cruisers Convenience Marketplace, where you can fuel up each morning with Cruisers Fresh Fruit Beans Cafe Coffee, Cappuccino, and hot chocolate. You can make it your way every day at Cruisers. Guaranteed to taste great. Cruisers, always good to go.
Wake up with Ron Stutz. And remember, we're your station for the Tar Heels. This is 97.9 FM and 1360 AM WCHL.
WCHL News Time, 7:17. The Orange County Sheriff's Office is looking for Linwood Fred Clay after he fled from court personnel as they were attempting to take him into custody just before noon yesterday. Clay is wanted on outstanding warrants out of Durham. The 26-year-old Clay is described as a black male, 6'1", about 180 pounds. He has numerous tattoos and is a registered sex offender as well. Clay fled from court personnel toward his vehicle, described as a gold four-door car with large chrome rims. Officials believe he may be in Durham or perhaps Carboro. Clay reportedly has an extensive criminal history for violent felonies, including kidnapping and assault with a deadly weapon with intent to kill. Law enforcement says he should be considered armed and dangerous. If anyone has any information regarding the whereabouts of Linwood Fred Clay, please get in touch with the Orange County Sheriff's Office. We have a photograph of Clay, by the way, on WCHL's website, chapelboro.com. Time for WCHL Championship Sports. Good morning, I'm Rod Stutz. UNC failed to keep up with number 25 Syracuse last night in women's basketball at the Carrier Dome. With a 61-56 loss, Carolina is now 18-5 overall. They're 5-4 in the ACC. Sophomore Stephanie Mavunga got another double-double. It was her ninth double-double of the year, 14 points and 13 rebounds. Alicia Gray also contributed 12 points. Jessica Washington added 10 coming off the bench. After losses to Louisville and Florida State, Syracuse capped off three consecutive battles against ranked opponents while beating the Tar Heels. Tar Heels really scored almost 20 points below their season average. Again, that final score, 61-56, Syracuse on top. UNC has another road game at Virginia Tech on Sunday at 1 o'clock. Now, the number 12 men will look to put an end to a two-game losing slide on Saturday afternoon up at Chestnut Hill. Tar Heels taking on struggling Boston College. WCHL's Matt Oakes has a preview.
UNC head coach Roy Williams has been asking for more practice time for the Tar Heels. Well, he's had it this this week, and there's been a lot to go over. For starters, Coach Williams says the big guys inside have to man up.
We gave in a couple of times, and you know, you can't just let guys go in and lay the ball up and have a big guy standing there looking at it. You got to get involved.
What has caught the ire more than anything for Coach Williams this season has been the lack of success in the defensive rebounding department. As good as UNC has been at times on the offensive boards, it's been just as bad when the other team has the ball. Coach Williams says he's ticked off.
They had two offensive rebounds for baskets, and that, and I am getting so sick of that. I mean, you guys have been, or some of you have been around here a long time, for 12 years, 27 years as a head coach. I've talked about rebounding more than anything. Maybe that's because I wasn't a great rebounder, but we got to do a better job of boxing out.
Carolina's opponent Saturday has found it hard to get its offense rolling in the tough ACC slate, but a decent defense has allowed the Eagles to hang around in a few games. The Tar Heels will keep their eyes on capable junior guard Olivier Hanlon, who's averaging 17 points per game for BC and can knock down shots from anywhere on the floor. On the other side, the Eagles will be concentrating their efforts on junior guard Marcus Page, who will be hoping the last few days free from competition will do wonders for his nagging foot injury. Page says the sense of urgency phrase Coach Williams continually harps on is completely on point. After all, his Tar Heels still haven't made playing with it a habit.
Well, I mean, I'm sure he's tired of having to talk to us about it. You know, it wouldn't be a problem if we had it, you know, if we implemented that into what we do every day, every possession, you know, every practice. You know, the habits get built over time. You can't just wake up one day and say, I'm going to go hard every possession and go crazy and this and that. You have to develop that mentality and that attitude. And, you know, it's something some of our guys need to understand a little bit better.
Of course, as is Marcus Page, and a big honor for Marcus Page yesterday. He's been selected to the Capital One Academic All-District team, the second consecutive year that Page has earned that honor. Last year, the Tar Heel point guard went on to earn second-team Academic All-America. Page is majoring in journalism and history, in case you're wondering. He's doing all of that while leading the Tar Heels in scoring, assists, three-point field goals, three-point percentage, and steals. He's second on the team in free-throw percentage for good measure. And Vanderbilt's Luke Cornett, Belmont's Craig Bradshaw, Virginia Tech's Kristen Beyer, and Radford's Kyle Noreen joined Marcus Page on the District 3 first team. So congratulations to him. Tonight is a big night for high school basketball, and of course you'll hear it right here on WCHL. Our coverage always starts with Above the Rim with Matt and Adam. Sometimes we talk to Matt. Today we have Adam Moore on the line, and let's get a little high school hoops preview. What's on tap for tonight, Adam, with high school basketball on WCHL?
Well, thank you very much, Ron. We got a really nice game set up for tonight, at least for our game of the week. It's going to be Northwood Chargers hosting the Orange Panthers, and it's really two teams going in different directions. Orange is competing and trying to win the Big 8. They really still have a really good chance. They're only a game behind Cardinal Gibbons, who are leading that conference, but they're also tied with Southern for second place. So this is a really big game for Orange as teams are really starting to jockey for playoff position. But you can't overlook Northwood. 2 weeks ago, we had their game of the week against Chapel Hill, a squad that we thought was also going to be able to compete for the 3A title out of the Big 8. And Northwood looked dominant in defeating the Tigers. So there's all kinds of things going on tonight, but this should be a really exciting game over at Northwood.
That sounds really good. You'll hear it on WCHL. And also, Adam, East Chapel Hill pulled off an upset last week, downing Riverside at home. How were the Wildcats able to defeat the favored Pirates last week?
Well, I tell you what, East Chapel Hill played a great game. Ray Hartsfield and his team, they look like they're going in the right direction. They had a great first half from Carter Collins, their sophomore shooting guard, and then Robert Wilson, the senior, took over in the second half. But it's really weird in the Pac-6. It's almost two different races going on. You have Jordan and Northern at the top of the conference competing to win it for that number one playoff seat. But you're also looking, East Chapel Hill, Riverside, and even Person are still in that competition, and Hillside to an extent, as they try and find that last playoff position. I mean, East Chapel Hill and Riverside are both tied right now. And they're struggling going back and forth trying to get it. Person also has an inside track to it. Not an inside track, but a track to it. And they have a big game against East Chapel Hill tonight that will go a long way in determining if Person can make it into the playoffs this season, it's really coming right down to the wire, and it's been an exciting college or a high school basketball season.
A lot of outstanding high school basketball teams around here. A lot of parity, which makes it really interesting. And, again, Adam Moore of Above the Rim with Matt and Adam, heard here on WCHL. Adam, thanks for being with us this morning.
Thanks for having me, Ron.
It's 7:25. I'm Ron Stutz. Now brought to you by the Vapor Girl.
Our Chansky Sports Notebook, exclusively on 97.9 FM WCHL.
Roy Williams is not among the 20 highest paid college basketball coaches? Don't believe it. This is Art Chansky with Friday Sports Notebook. Worthley.com, a website that tracks the incomes of America's rich and famous, published its list of the 20 highest paid college basketball coaches, and a few things jumped off the screen and punched me in the nose. Mainly, it says Roy Williams, who has won 2 national championships and been to 7 Final Fours, is not in the top 20 according to Worthley. I have to believe that Worthley is worthless on that point. But listen to their list. The private school baron, Mike Krzyzewski, is number 1, making $9.68 million a year. That's $4 million more than number 2, Rick Pitino, who just beat UNC for the first time ever last Saturday. Pitino supposedly makes $5.75 million. Cross-state rival John Calipari earns $5.51 million, and his top-ranked Kentucky Wildcats also beat old Roy in the heels this season. Number 4 is Bill Self at Kansas, from whence Williams came, and according to Worthley, makes $4.96 million after winning that 2008 NCAA title. He never should have won because Calipari's then-team Memphis didn't foul the Jayhawks with a 3-point lead in the closing seconds. If Self's income is true, maybe Roy's thinking he should have stayed in Lawrence. Florida's Billy Donovan at $3.9 million, Michigan State's Tom Izzo at $3.89 million, UCLA Steve Alford at $3.47 million, and Ohio State's Thad Mata at $3.28 million all have something else in common besides going over the $3 million mark. Donovan, Alford, and Mata also lost to Williams and Carolina this season, and Izzo has never beaten Ole Roy in, what, 7 tries? Then comes 37-year-old Josh Pastner, who succeeded Calipari at Memphis and hasn't won diddly squat yet, and still makes $2.65 million in the Worthley calculations. Rick Barnes, who left Clemson for Texas, makes $2.55 million. Then comes 3 ACC coaches, and you will love this. Pitt's Jamie Dixon, who Carolina faces a week from Saturday, is number 15 at $2.44 million. Number 17 at $2.29 million is Virginia's Tony Bennett, who probably deserves more based on his last 2 seasons. And finally, Mark freaking Gottfried is listed at number 20 at $2 million. I did some snooping and learned Williams keeps his total earnings hidden, but that his income is closer to $3 million than Gottfried's $2 million, but still less than Alford, Donovan, Izzo, and Mata, against whom old Roy is like 13-0. Go figure. This is Art Chansky. See ya.
WCHL Championship Sports, sponsored by AT&T Wireless.
The rugged Samsung Galaxy S5 Active, exclusively from AT&T, stands up to most everything. Falls into the shallow end? No problem. Falls into a mud puddle? A-OK. Falls into a deep fryer? That's a no-no. Drop it in a mop bucket? Fine. Drop it in the chili con queso? No problemo. Drop it in a garbage disposal? Yeah, that's a problem. Rain shower? No biggie. Meteor shower? That would be a... no.
AT&T, mobilizing your world. Make the most of this school year and get the Samsung Galaxy S5 Active for zero down with AT&T Next. Exclusive to AT&T, the Galaxy S5 Active is engineered for your active lifestyle. Visit att.com or store for details.
Device meets military standards for watering shock resistance, submersible to 3 feet for 30 minutes, rinse residue shock resistant for drops or falls less than 4 feet on flat surface. AT&T Next requires qualified installment agreement, credit, and wireless service. Taxes, other charges, and restrictions apply.
Trust. In the dry cleaning business, trust is what you expect. Hi, this is Brenda Honeycutt, and for more than 3 decades, our family-owned and operated business has been earning the trust of our loyal customers. I invite you to find out why so many Chapel Hill families trust their everyday and hard-to-handle items with us. Plaza Dry Cleaners on Elliott Road in the Whole Foods Shopping Center. Plaza Dry Cleaners, Improve your image. Come claim with us.
As the Kennedy Dental Group celebrates 1 year at 1721 East Franklin Street, the practice continues on the cutting edge of family dentistry while emphasizing the utmost in customer care. Dr. Jeff Kennedy offers stress-free oral sedation dentistry, which takes away all the anxiety of a prolonged procedure. Kennedy Dental Group is open Friday and offers early appointments from 7 a.m. on Tuesday and Friday. Kennedy Dental can save you the hassle and files all insurance claims for their patients. Call for an appointment at 919-967-9291 or go to KennedyDentalGroup.com.
I love Ron Stutz. Everybody knows that. Everybody.
Well, thank you so much. Coming up on 7:30 here at WCHL, time for your Chapel Hill Carborough weather, brought to you this morning by Grimble Jewelers. Well, I guess you can tell, if you've been outside at all, it's cold. It's 19 degrees right now. Well, 18 this morning in Carborough, also 19 in Hillsboro this morning. Mostly sunny today, high today about 45 or 46. Now, tonight, partly cloudy, not quite as cold, but still down there about 25 degrees tonight. Then on Saturday, sunny and a little warmer. Our highs in the middle 50s. Some strong winds late in the day on Saturday and continuing through Saturday night. Saturday night, clear skies with a low in the middle 30s. And then on Sunday, a much warmer day. Mostly sunny with a high in the middle 60s on Sunday. So actually pretty good. Some strong winds late in the day. Some gust up to about 25 miles per hour. Again, late in the day on Sunday. Grimble Jewelers. Whether you need a new watch battery, an engagement ring, or the custom piece you've been dreaming of, Grimble's is always there for you. Grimble's, Chapel Hill's premier full-service jeweler in the Village Plaza on Elliott Road, right next to Whole Foods.
If it's happening in our Chapel Hill Carborough community, you will hear about it on 97.9 FM, WCHL, and you'll find it on our website, chapelborough.com.
News updates. I'm Gary Nahn with 5 confirmed cases of measles at a kinder care learning center in suburban Chicago. Health officials fear a lot more. CBS's Dean Reynolds in Palatine, Illinois.
The folks at this daycare center say it will be open later today, but all of its unvaccinated employees and children have been asked to stay home for the next 3 weeks to try to keep this highly contagious disease from spreading.
The spread of the virus has ramped up debate over whether or not to vaccinate kids. One physician saying,
I think it is a little bit disturbing that people have decided not to vaccinate their children or themselves, and that these diseases are allowed to spread in the community.
One group is trying to assure parents.
The autism advocacy group, Autism Speaks, has weighed in on the whole vaccine issue, saying that vaccines do not cause autism.
More than 150 cases of measles in 14 states have been indications of possible incidents in Ohio and New Jersey. CBS News Update, I'm Gary Nahn.
This hour of the Morning News with Ron Stutz is brought to you by Bredman's Restaurant, open at 7 a.m. daily and serving breakfast all day. Bredman's on Rosemary Street, a Chapel Hill tradition since 1974.
WCHL News, Talk, and Tar Heels at 97.9 FM, WCHL.
Good morning. It's 18 degrees in Chapel Hill, 732. WCHL, I'm Rod Stutz. Schools across the state of North Carolina got their letter grades from the Department of Public Instruction on Thursday. WCHL's Elizabeth Friend has more details on how local schools measured up.
Chapel Hill Carborough City Schools, as a whole, outperformed their counterparts across the state under the new guidelines gauging school performance. The new standards, pushed for by the General Assembly, weighted 80% of a school's grade based on their achievement score in the form of end-of-year testing, and 20% on student growth. Chapel Hill Carborough School Superintendent Thomas Borsella says he'd like to see the weight of the score adjusted.
The one detriment of the grading system is that it's 80% focused on strictly test scores. The Superintendent's Association and I believe our school board and what we're looking for in Chapel Hill is to have a higher percentage of the grade to include student growth.
The term growth here refers to student development over the course of an academic year. Porcella says he believes momentum is building for adjustments to be made to the grading scale.
In the first year of anything, it's always a little bit more difficult. The more they can include a variety of variables besides just a test score, it'll give you, a truer picture of how schools are doing.
Wake County Democratic Senator Josh Stein filed a bill on Wednesday to alter the evaluation of a school's performance. Under the newly proposed legislation, growth would account for 60% of a school's grade. Achievement would make up the remaining 40%. Porcella adds, it's important to help disadvantaged students be on level ground with their peers in a learning environment.
It's only equitable to have the same opportunities for all kids, especially with technology. They can check online at home for their assignments, and many teachers have blogs and share information and provide information online.
To help bridge that technology gap, Chapel Hill Carborough Schools have teamed with Verizon to offer laptops and internet service to some of those students who do not have access to technology at home. You can see the full breakdown of Orange County and Chapel Hill Carborough City Schools' performance at chapelboro.com. Elizabeth Friend, 97.9 FM, WCHL.
The Chapel Hill Carborough City School System has a problem, and so do all the other systems in the state. Chapel Hill Carborough City Schools seeks funds from Orange County each year to pay for costly repairs and maintenance. It's always a problem. We have a lot of aging schools around the district that need repairs or perhaps even replacements. And that goes not just for the Chapel Hill Carborough City Schools, but also for the Orange County Schools. At last night's school board meeting, city school officials talked about making difficult choices with finite funds from Orange County. Here's Assistant Superintendent Todd LaFreeze.
We know we are pushing back critical needs each year, and we're pushing it further and further. You guys remember we had the heat issue at Estes Hills. We pushed off replacing the boiler almost 10 years in our plan. I mean, that's a critical need, and it came back and bit us, and we had problems last year.
At last night's meeting, the board approved a capital investment plan that lists major projects estimated at $15.9 million over the next 5 years. These costs align with the county's projected funds for the school district, but the Chapel Hill Carborough City Schools District may not get all the money it wants. Here's School Facilities Director William Mullen.
We've had a terrible, terrible last 6 to 7 years. The capital plan has taken huge hits. And you'll remember that over those last decade, we've had three schools and mobile classrooms and additions. And we grow. And our capital plan is being badly, badly hurt.
Orange County commissioners will divide 2015-16 funds between Orange County Schools and Chapel Hill Carborough City Schools in the summer. Among other projects in 2015-16, city school officials want a cooling tower replacement, light fixture replacements, and classroom upgrades. Chapel Hill Carborough City Schools board members also hope commissioners will put a $125 million bond on the ballot in 2016 to pay for additional expenses. The proposed bond would be the largest in Orange County history and would add an estimated 4.67 cents onto the property tax rate. Here's board member Michelle Brownstein.
We're making some choices right now on what our priorities are based on the expectation that this is going to happen.
The district would like the extra funds to help pay for new buildings and school expansions to meet increases in student enrollment at an estimated cost of $214 million over a 10-year period. The funds would also help pay the estimated $91 million in other maintenance costs over the next decade. Health officials in North Carolina say 9 more people have died from flu-related symptoms, raising the death toll for the season to 152. We're hearing all about measles all over the country on CBS, and they'll have more on that coming up at the top of the hour. That has not been a problem, not yet, at least in North Carolina, but the flu continues to be, although the threat is going down. The latest report continues a downward trend in the weekly reports since flu deaths peaked at 40 during the week ending January 3rd. The subsequent weeks have shown a decline. Last week, 12 people died from the flu in North Carolina. This week, it's 9. Of the total number of flu deaths, 125 of the victims are age 65 or older. So 125 out of 152 are older folks. In another sign that the flu is on the decline, 4 major triad hospitals lifted visitor restrictions on Thursday. Local media outlets report Forsyth Medical Center, Wake Forest Baptist Medical Center, and Moses Cone Hospital, all in the triad, began their restrictions of visitors under age 18 on December 29th. High Point Regional Health started on December 26th, just a few days early. WCHL News Time, 7:38. Ron Stutz here, along with Nikki Morse. And if you have not gotten eligible to participate in the Healthiest You Challenge yet, better go to the website today.
Absolutely. Chapelboro.com is where you can get signed up.
Yeah, you can do a lot of things at chapelboro.com. But, you know, for all those folks who've already fallen off their New Year's resolutions, those things are so hard to keep. I never do. I don't even usually bother to make a New Year's resolution, because I know I'm not going to do anything about it anyway.
Well, after a certain age, you stop believing that you're going to follow through a New Year's resolution. Oh, what?
Some will win, some will lose. Some of us are born to sing the blues. Have you registered for your chance to be part of our 5th Annual Health Issue Challenge Less than a week to go here. You got to do it now. WCHL and ChapelRoad.com, along with UNC Healthcare and UNC Wellness Centers, will help another 64 challengers on a journey to an active and healthy lifestyle. You can visit ChapelRoad.com/healthiestyou, submit your registration February 11th. That's 5 days away. That's the deadline. We'll randomly select 64 challengers who will each get a free six-week club membership at UNC Wellness Centers, along with group coaching, access to health education programs, and a lot more. At the end of the challenge, the winners will get a one-year membership to UNC Wellness Centers. Thanks to all our sponsors. Enter online for all the details. Go there, chapelroad.com, to join in this year's Healthiest You Challenge. A lot of people get really excited about this every year. And some people get closed out because we only have 64 openings. So go get registered. Make sure your name is on the list.
Sounds like a good idea.
What else, pray tell, is happening at chapelroad.com today?
Well, lots of fun, as a matter of fact, because we all like to go out, like, to a music club or a museum or a theater or a stage.
You're doing that every night, aren't you?
I'm a leading action adult.
Hey, now, wait a minute. It's up to me to bestow that title on people.
Oh, I think you've called me that once or twice.
Presumptuous.
Come on now. Well, we've made a bracket of 32 of the best places to be entertained in Chapel Hill, Carrboro, Hillsboro, and the rest of our area. So each week through March 12th, you can come back to vote for your picks and send them through to the next round until we crown a champion. Our first round of voting is open now through the 11th at midnight, so make sure you get your votes in for that.
That's a lot of places to get entertained.
Ooh, it's a lot. I didn't realize there were so many, but there's quite a list, so make sure you check them out.
Yeah, really.
Also, in addition to supporting your favorite place for fun, every time you vote, you'll be entered to win a $25 gift card to a local restaurant, so make sure you get in for that as well. Mm-hmm. And best place for pizza. We're still doing our shortlist submissions, and we're going to be making sure we get that list put together by next week. And next Thursday, when you come back to look at the list, you can make an actual vote. So get your submissions in before Wednesday, and then you can vote on Thursday. Also, Susan Murray was out and about. She was out last night taking pictures of everybody.
At the Silent No More auction.
Absolutely. Yeah. But she was also at the Hillsboro's Art Walk. So she's got some great pictures of some wonderful places in Hillsboro, plus some great artist stuff.
It would be really, art really stuff. Good if we could clone Susan Murray.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, just one of them is wonderful enough, but if we could just get two of them out there at the same time.
She probably feels the same way, because she probably feels a little torn going to places all the time.
Lay on the floor, I'm torn.
You know, I just love where your mind goes.
I wonder how many, you were talking about pizza, I wonder how many options there are if you decide, I'm going to eat pizza tonight.
Mm-hmm.
How many options are there? A whole bunch of them.
I have at least three go-tos.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
I know that you have, there are probably like hundreds of them, and you're halfway through sampling all of them because you want to help on that survey.
Well, I'm here to help. That's it's my goal in life.
Okay.
To help others.
Sure it is.
Yes.
Well, this is 97.9 FM and 1360 AM WCHL and streaming live on our website, chapelbro.com. Please don't forget, there's an app for that. Coming up next, Wes Hare, Hopeful Wabbit. That's what he calls himself.
Oh, okay.
Wes Hare says that Valentine's Day is a great day for local social activism. Hmm. And he will explain all of that coming up on WCHL.
This is Jeff Rubish. Did you know that filing frequent claims on your homeowner's insurance can have severe consequences? Frequent claims could lead to increased premiums and cancellation of your homeowner's insurance. Your home is a long-term investment, so consider higher deductibles and paying for minor damages out of your own pocket. Protecting your home against catastrophic loss is essential and can lower your premiums for the life of your home ownership. Call my office at 913-1144 to schedule a complete review of your insurance. This is Jeff Rubish. Did you know?
There are many reasons people sell gold and silver to Jewel Recycle in University Mall. Inheritance of unwanted jewelry and flatware, gifts from the ex, downsizing, or just for a little extra cash. But did you know the manufacturer of an average gold ring creates more than 20 tons of mining waste? Selling unused jewelry is the green thing to do. Jewel Recycle in University Mall is the Triangle's top gold buyer. Visit them for a no-obligation, generous offer. Also on the web at jewelrecycle.com.
All day and all night, this is your home for local news, sports, traffic, weather, and information you can't get anyplace else. This is WCHL, 97.9 FM and 1360 AM, and streaming live wherever you are at chapelboro.com. You're waking
and
up
now,
with
WCHL
Ron Stutz.
Presents The Commentators.
This is Wes Hare. Valentine's Day and HK on J, the same day. Each year on February 14th, lovers and friends exchange cards, candy, gifts, flowers with their special Valentines. This day of romance we call Valentine's Day, named for a Christian martyr and dates back to the 15th century. On this year's Valentine's Day, 02-14-15, I'm also going with my Valentine, a singing member of the Triangle Raging Grannies, to the 9th historic Thousands on Jones Street, the 9th annual mass mobilization, not a moment, but a movement in Raleigh for the whole state. Last year, over 80,000 people packed Fayetteville Street to Jones Street. This 2015 HK on J is a love and justice movement, a forward together moral movement. The years of HK on J movements have become the foundation garment for the powerful moral movement. Come and join this Valentine's Day HK on J, focusing on voting rights for all, raising the minimum wage for labor rights, calling for quality schools and education equality, health care, Medicare expansion, women's health and environmental justice, equal protection under the law, in immigration rights. I've been through the first date and feel a real sense of challenge and inspiration with this fine mix of race, culture, age, all joined in a truly motley crew of folk joining in a true commitment and affirming forward together, not one step back. I hope I'll see you there, folks. This is Wes Hare.
Is there a local issue you care about? You're invited and encouraged to contribute your own views on this or any other issue. The Commentators, local people, local issues, on 97.9 FM, WCHL.
The world is very different since GEICO started saving people money over 75 years ago. This interweb thing? Not around. You want to know the answer to something? You just asked Old Man Russell. And if he didn't know, he made it up. That's why everyone in my town thought lightning bugs were filled with real lightning. Hey, we weren't always the sharpest tools in the shed, but we knew GEICO was a smart deal.
GEICO, saving people money on car insurance for over 75 years.
Now's the time to register for your chance to be part of our 5th Annual Healthiest You Challenge. Join WCHL and Chapelboro, along with UNC Healthcare and UNC Wellness Centers, as we help another 64 challengers on their journey to an active and healthy lifestyle. Visit chapelboro.com/healthiestyou now to submit your registration by February 11th. We'll randomly select our 64 challengers who will each get a free 6-week club membership at UNC Wellness Centers, along with group coaching, progress monitoring, access to health education programs, and more. At the end of the challenge, winners will get a 1-year membership to UNC Wellness Centers. So visit chapelboro.com for more details and to sign up today. Thanks to our sponsors, UNC Healthcare, UNC Wellness Centers at Metamont and in Cary, Chapel Hill Gymnastics, Coleman Huntoon and Brown, Durham Orange County Medical Society, Jersey Mike's, North Carolina Academy of Physician Assistants, and the UPS stores of Chapel Hill. Enter online at chapelboro.com by February 11th. Here's to the healthiest you in 2015.
Time again for traffic and weather together on WCHL, and this traffic report is brought to you by Cruisers, where you are always good to go.
Thanks, Ron.
Now here's Nikki Morris.
Oh, now you're going to interrupt me again. 40 eastbound.
I interrupted myself a few minutes ago, so hey, why not?
Why not? Join the club. 40 eastbound already beginning to slow. Expect some full lanes between Fayetteville Road and the Durham Freeway. Durham Freeway also crowded lanes in segments both directions between downtown Durham and 40. Earlier accidents still clearing Fayetteville Road near Lawson Street. If you see anything while traveling, you can be a WCHL Road Warrior. Give us a call at 967-8363, or you can tweet us at WCHL Chapelboro.
Can you feel it? Can you feel it? Excitement starting to build. Wayne Pond is on the line.
Ooh.
I know. It's exciting. Cruiser's Convenience Marketplace, where you can fuel up each morning with Cruiser's fresh food, beans, cafe, coffee, cappuccino, and hot chocolate. They do it right. Make it your way every day. Guaranteed to taste great at Cruiser's. Convenient to everybody. Cruiser's. Good to go. WCHL's Chapel Hill Carborough weather brought to you this morning by Glass Half Full. You ready? It's 19 degrees right now in Chapel Hill. 18 in Carborough, where it's always a degree cooler. It's mostly sunny today, high today about 45. Tonight partly cloudy, not as cold with a low in the middle 20s. On Saturday, sunny, our high in the middle 50s. It's going to be windy Saturday afternoon and Saturday night. Saturday night will be down to about 35. Not so bad. Then on Sunday, mostly sunny and windy, but the high in the middle 60s on Wednesday. Oh, my goodness. Glass Half Full is a friendly, optimistic restaurant, wine bar, and wine shop right in the heart of downtown Carborough. Online at glasshalffullcarborough.com. Good food, good wine, lots of fun, too. Every WCHL listener is wondering right now what the temperature is in Chatham County at the Wayne Pond Abode.
Ron, boy, I'll tell you, the contrast between 19 or 18 degrees and what did you say was going to hit 60 over the weekend?
In the 60s, about 65.
That's enough to stop you in your tracks. I don't know what the temperature is out here, but I sure as heck hope it improves.
I thought you had a thermometer outside your kitchen window.
Well, I used to. It sort of fell apart. And, you know, high tech. We're real high tech out here.
Oh, yeah, I can always tell.
I take that back. All of Farrington is high-tech. We are not high-tech, put it that way.
Well, you're part of the community, but never mind.
Yeah,
well, ladies and gentlemen, we can't talk to Wayne without his proper theme song. Everybody ready for the word?
Here we go, here we go.
Say you're free and...
Huh?
Say the word and you'll be like Wayne. That's what we all want.
That's a scary thought. All right. Here we go. We've done Pantagruel. We've done Gargantua this week. So I thought I'd round out the week here with a third sort of epic word, a word that derives from a name. That's what it's all about. Uh-huh. The word of the day, therefore, is tantalize. Tantalize. T-A-N-T-A-L-I-Z-E. T-A-N-T-A-L-I-Z-E, tantalize. Now, Nikki, give us the sort of modern sense of tantalize. What does that word mean? You tell me.
To make you excited about something in a way.
To
sort of, you know, excite your senses about, particularly about something that you may not be able to have, where you can't, you know, gratify the instant wish. It's all about an ancient king, believe it or not, whose name was Tantalus. He offended the gods, and as his punishment, he was sent to Hades to stand in water up to his chin. But he couldn't drink the water, and above him was a tree full of beautiful, luscious, delicious fruit. But he couldn't eat the fruit. Therefore, he was in a situation what you would call, tantalizing. Got it?
Oh.
Wayne, isn't it what happened to you last week in Siler City?
That's what happened to you on graduation night down in Rock Hill or Rock Dig or Rock whatever it is.
Whatever rock you crawled out from underneath.
Rockingham, thank you very much.
All right, tantalize, your word of the day, T-A-N-T-A-L-I-Z-E. It is a verb. It means to tease, to torment, as if by presenting something desirable to the view but you or the touch or the taste, but continually just a little bit out of reach. It's like, you know, Art was talking this morning about these unbelievably absurd salaries.
Yeah.
We pay these grown-up, you know, adolescents who coach other adolescents. And Ron never quite did hit the... have you hit the $5 million mark yet, Ron?
Oh, I passed that a long time ago. You know,
That's tantalizing you.
You know, when
right?
I was growing up, I wanted to be a millionaire. And, you know, I decided to go ahead and start on my second million because the first was so hard. You know, I decided I'd come back to that one.
Yeah. So. Well, I tell you, sometimes just once in a blue moon. This morning was an example. I wish I hadn't heard something on the radio. The salaries that these clowns make compared to the real needs that are going on in our universities. There's your sermon of the day, Ron Boy.
Well, you know who's number one on the list.
Well,
that would be Coach K.
Oh, okay. Now we're really ugly about
it. Hey, Wayne, see you, buddy.
Hey, have a good weekend. Bye-bye.
You too. Wayne Pond's Word of the Day on WCHL, brought to you by Franklin Street Realty. Nikki, why would you call anyone else?
I have no idea.
Sometime next hour, you have an opportunity to call in and tell me the word of the day. Spell it, define it. You can do all that before anybody else does it. And I'll give you a $10 gift certificate to Cruisers, where you are always good to go. 7:54. Time now for the clean joke of the day. Ladies and gentlemen, here is the inimitable Nikki Morse.
Thanks, Ron. A guy took his blonde girlfriend to the Super Bowl. They had really great seats right behind the team's bench. After the game, he asked her how she liked it. Oh, I really liked it, especially the tight pants and all the big muscles. But I couldn't understand why they were all killing each other over 25 cents. Dumbfounded, her boyfriend asked, huh, what do you mean? Well, they flipped a coin, and one team got it, and then for the rest of the game, they all kept screaming, get the quarterback, get the quarterback. I'm like, hello, it's only 25 cents.
I think I could have gone all week without hearing that joke. Oh, for heaven's sake.
You liked it.
Oh, yeah, I just... Well, thank you so
much. Yeah, you're very welcome.
I really, really appreciate that.
This is Kit Valua, Franklin Street Realty.
And I'm Sammy Martin. Kit, it's clear to us that buyers benefit from having their own agent, whether a first-time buyer or someone who has done it numerous times. Agents at Franklin Street bring an uncommon body of knowledge and experience to the table.
Finding the right home can be easy or it can be torturous. Getting from contract to actually owning requires tenacity and a clear head. Emotions can run really high during the process on both sides.
People can get really uptight about money, and in our market, we're talking a lot of it. 1 or 2% of the price can be thousands of dollars. We are really good at keeping the numbers in perspective, and negotiating the purchase price is probably the easiest part of the whole thing.
No kidding. Due diligence, inspections and repairs, low appraisals and other loan problems, and the resultant delays in closing. Did we mention that emotions on both sides can make these issues seem insurmountable?
That's why we're here. Franklin Street Realty. Why would you call anyone else?
Find us on the web at franklinstreetrealty.com or on the phone at 929-7174.
Hi, I'm Mark Vitale from All About Insurance Nationwide in Chapel Hill. Thanks to more than 25,000 satisfied customers, we have built one of Nationwide's largest agencies. The most cost-effective way to cover all insurance needs is through one company and one agent. We are that agency. Call us today at 919-933-4000 or stop by Nationwide Square at 1289 North Fordham Boulevard and let one of our experienced agents give you a free consultation. We know all about insurance, so you don't have to.
There are many reasons people sell gold and silver to Jewel Recycle in University Mall. Inheritance of unwanted jewelry and flatware, gifts from the ex, downsizing, or just for a little extra cash. But did you know the manufacturer of an average gold ring creates more than 20 tons of mining waste? Selling unused jewelry is the green thing to do. Jewel Recycle in University Mall is the Triangle's top gold buyer. Visit them for a no-obligation, generous offer. Also on the web at jewelrecycle.com.
Tune in every Saturday and Sunday to a wide range of programming, from health to business to the arts to career and financial advice. The lineup includes...
On behalf of your health, I'm Dr. Adam Goldstein.
And I'm Dr. Christy Page.
Welcome to Who's Talking. This is D.G. Martin.
Welcome to this episode of Care and Connections. This is your host, Nicole Bruno.
Hi, this is Kristen Heemstra. Welcome to the Art of Potential show.
This is John Stillman with the Financial Safari.
Welcome to another edition of Side Dish. I'm Jay White. I'm here with my co-host, Liz Cooper.
Welcome to Sports Focus. I'm Charlie Tuggle.
This is Sharon Hill. Welcome to Today's Business.
The Tokyo Rosenthal Program!
Good afternoon. This is Phaedra Kelly at the Arts Spot in WCHL.
That's our weekend lineup every Saturday and Sunday here on WCHL 97.9 FM and 1360 AM, your news, talk, and Tar Heel station.
This hour of the Morning News with Ron Stutz is brought to you by Bredman's Restaurant, open at 7 a.m. daily and serving breakfast all day. Bredman's on Rosemary Street, a Chapel Hill tradition since 1974.
Hello, this is Freddie Kiger of WCHL, and you're listening to the WCHL Morning News with my good buddy, Ron Stutz.
All right, Freddie, thank you so much, buddy. You have a good day. It's a minute before 8 o'clock at WCHL. Time now for your Chapel Hill Cumberland weather forecast. Listen up, it's cold. It's brought to you by Cruisers. All right, it's 19 degrees right now in Chapel Hill, 18 this morning in Carrboro, where it's always a little cooler. Also, 18 in Hillsboro as we speak. A lot of sunshine expected today. Look for a high today of about 45. Tonight, partly cloudy, not quite as cold with lows in the middle 20s. Still rather frigid. On Saturday, sunny, not as cool with a high in the middle 50s. Some strong winds kicking up later in the day on Saturday. Saturday night, mostly clear with a low in the middle 30s. And listen to what happens on Sunday. Sunday, we'll have a lot of sunshine. It will be a little bit windy, but our high on Sunday in the middle 60s, if you can believe that. And looking ahead a little bit, Sunday night, partly cloudy with our lows in the upper 40s. And on Monday, to start out the brand new week, mostly cloudy with a 40% chance of rain. But again, that's not until Monday. Cruisers Convenience Marketplace. Fuel up every morning with Cruisers Fresh Brew Beans Cafe Coffee, Cappuccino, and Hot Chocolate. Make it your way every day. It's guaranteed to taste great. And Cruisers, good to go. It's 8 o'clock.
Ron Stutz in the morning. Progressive talk all day. This is 97.9 FM. WCHL. Chapel Hill.